This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, April 1st, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. This from CNN, a White House staff member has told House investigators that senior officials have overruled concerns about 25 individuals whose security clearances were initially denied over a range of disqualifying issues, such as fears about foreign influence and potential conflicts of interest, warning of the grave implications to national security. That's according to a senior Democratic lawmaker. Now, House Oversight Chairman Elijah Cummings plans to issue a subpoena this week demanding an interview with Carl Klein, who served as the personnel security director at the White House during Donald Trump's first 2 years in office. That's as part of the Democrats' investigation into the handling of the security clearance process, including for Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, who are both senior White House advisors. Cummings released a memo Monday detailing an interview with Tricia Newbold, a White House employee who has worked for 18 years in both Republican and Democratic administrations and currently serves as the adjudications manager in the Personnel Security Office. According to the memo, Newbold, who Cummings described as a whistleblower, alleges that the White House has overturned the denials of 25 individuals, including two current senior White House officials, saying those decisions were occurring, quote, without proper analysis, documentation, or a full understanding and acceptance of the risks. According to Ms. Newbold, these individuals had a wide range of serious disqualifying issues involving foreign influence, conflicts of interest, concerning personal conduct, financial problems, drug use, and criminal conduct. That's from a Democratic memo. During a full day of questioning before Democratic and Republican staff on the committee, Newbold aired out an array of concerns about the security clearance process, saying that the White House had stopped doing credit history checks during the review process, lacked security for personnel files and adequate staff during the review process, and allowed for a, quote, unusually high number of interim security clearances, including for some individuals who were later deemed unsuitable for access to classified information. That's according to the memo. And Newbold contended White House officials retaliated against her because she would not easily greenlight security clearances. Said, I would not be doing a service to myself, my country, or my children if I sat back knowing the issues that we have could impact our national security. That's what she told the committee, according to the memo. The White House did not immediately respond for a request for comment, nor did Newbold. Under the law, the president does have final say when it comes to allowing employees to access classified materials, something that Newbold acknowledged to House investigators, according to the memo. But Cummings has raised concerns that the White House has ignored basic standards for providing security clearances, instead allowing his inner circle access to the country's innermost secrets without regard to the concerns raised by career professionals. Now, CNN reported last month that Trump pressured senior White House officials to grant Ivanka Trump a security clearance, while the New York Times reported that Trump did the same for Kushner. The memo does not specify the names of the individuals whose security clearances were initially denied, only to be overruled by the White House, but it does provide some detail about the situations involving two senior White House officials and another who used to work for the National Security Council. For senior White House official one, Newbold alleged that the individual's security clearance was denied after a background check revealed, quote, significant disqualifying factors, including foreign influence, outside activities, and personal conduct. But she alleged Klein overruled her recommendation to reject the clearance and merely noted the activities occurred prior to the federal service, prompting concerns from another federal agency after the official applied for an even higher security clearance. Similarly, after concerns were raised about senior White House official two, including over the potential of foreign influence, Klein said, do not touch the case in a conversation with Newbold, according to the memo, and the individual's security clearance was approved. For senior White House official three, who worked at the National Security Council, Klein told Newbold to change the recommendation against providing a security clearance, something she said she refused to do, saying, I said I absolutely would not. Along with releasing the memo Monday, Cummings sent a letter to the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, accused the White House of stonewalling his repeated request for information and saying he would proceed to issue a subpoena for Klein at a committee meeting Tuesday. Cummings warned that he was prepared to issue subpoenas after multiple requests for information were ignored, and said he wanted to interview a number of other officials, including former Deputy Chief of Staff Joseph Hagan. In light of the grave reports of the whistleblower and the ongoing refusal of the White House to provide information we need to conduct our investigations, the committee now plans to proceed with the compulsory process and begin authorizing subpoenas starting at tomorrow's business meeting. That's what Cummings wrote Monday. The committee will depose Mr. Klein about the security clearance practices in place when he was at the White House, the treatment of specific security clearance adjudications during his tenure, and interactions with the whistleblower. The White House has continually argued in their correspondence with Cummings that it had broad jurisdiction to protect security clearance information of individuals and that they had no intention to turn over personal security clearance information with the committee. The White House did provide the committee with a briefing of the administration's security clearance process and a review of a handful of guidance documents. That's according to Cummings. Oh my, that is a lot to unpack for a Monday. Let's get into it. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. While it is true that the President of the United States does have the final say in who gets the security clearance, it's a little troubling that concerns that are pretty standard across the board have been allegedly routinely ignored. And when requests for information have been put forward by another equal branch of government to make sure that everything is on the up and up, there's stonewalling occurring. Now, I would love for this to be an April Fool's joke, but it absolutely is not. We have a White House who is, quote unquote, running the government like a business, as was promised, except it's running it like a business that has no shareholders. No shareholders to answer to. You do. It's called us. And there is also two other equal branches of government that, as part of their job, have oversight over what's going on to make sure that one branch or another isn't overstepping what they're doing and taking advantage of being in certain situations. Now, for anybody who wants to yell, oh, it's the Democrats investigating this, it's the Democrats investigating that. How about this all happened for the first 2 years of the presidency and the Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate? And these are basic issues of national security. You can yell and scream and talk about the immigrants at our southern border who are trying to apply for asylum and saying that's the real national security issue. It's an issue. It's a humanitarian issue. It may even be a security issue, but a bigger security issue is having people who are in danger of being compromised, having access to the country's greatest secrets at the highest level of government, people who could be potentially under the influence of foreign powers, people who can be blackmailed because of their financial situation, people who potentially could release our national security information simply to protect themselves from a variety of things. This isn't a Republican and Democrat situation. This is a national security situation. And the fact that the White House seems to just ignore this, while it may not be something done with the intention of making the country less safe, it certainly gives the implication that they don't care about national security, that they don't care about protecting the nation's secrets, that they don't care about keeping America safe, or, in fact, making America great at all. And that is your morning crunch wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey,
you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so? Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the glass?